You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. I want to thank everybody for joining us again. We're back here at the University of Florida Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies Trends and Strategies Conference. We're here with the incoming, would you call it chairman of the board, Andy? What would you call your new position there?
Chair.
Big shot. Okay. We're here with my good friend Andy Hogshead. Andy is the president?
CEO
of the Collier Companies. Okay. In Gainesville, they're the largest private owner of student housing in the country. And they are diversifying their portfolio into market rate housing. And they are seeking to do so statewide. But we're not going to talk about that today. We're just going to plug it. Today, what we're going to talk about is what Andy's doing in his spare time, which is volunteering his time to make the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies a better place. And so, Andy, welcome to the show. And please tell us a little bit about why you decided to get involved with the Bergstrom Center.
Thanks very much for having me, Jim. Absolutely. Now, it is a cause that I was attracted to, honestly, for selfish reasons. First, the Bergstrom Center and the University of Florida have a tremendous real estate group, and as an owner and CEO of a company, I want to hire great talent, and the Bergstrom Center turns out wonderful candidates every year. But I also wanted to network with a group of professionals across the state who are plugged in and who are committed. So it made a lot of sense to get involved. Once you do start getting involved, you find out that it's a whole lot of fun. So.
Yeah, it sure is. I kind of look at it like my real estate fraternity, and I've been friends with a lot of the people for quite some time, some as long as 30-plus years. Todd Jones, even longer than that. And so what do you think some of the new initiatives coming up this year you might be doing for the board, and what would the impact on some of the students be?
Oh, the Bergstrom Center has just grown in stature, and it has earned more and more respect. And in doing that, it has gotten more and more resources from the University of Florida. I think we are going to be expanding the program. I think we are expanding the focus. And I think that you'll see a lot of good developments in the coming year.
Wow, that's really exciting. You know, I got my start by studying real estate at the University of Florida, and it's provided me with not only a great benchmark of information, but the great network you were talking about. And here we are at an event with over 450 people from around the state, many of whom are not UF grads, but all of whom want to network. And I think they have a little bit of it in that you do. They want to get some of those students. Now, Andy, why don't you tell a little bit about, do you have any students working for you now? Why don't you describe what one of them might be doing?
Absolutely. We have a history of hiring MSRE grads and Florida business grads. They have done everything from acquisitions to asset management to improvements in our systems processes. But right now, they're just every opportunity in real estate can be filled with people from the MSRE program.
I got to give a shout out to my old friend Carl. He better be watching if he's not listening. I guess he's not listening, but you got to make him listen to it. Now you're forced him to say, "Hey, Carl, high five. When you guys coming back down to South Florida to have some good times and go to Joe's with me?" Now, Andy, if you were going to tell somebody about your experience on the board, what would be one good story to illustrate the positive experience that you've had?
Well, we're about to go out into the lovely Orlando weather and have several nice beverages with other people. And I always run into somebody I know, and I always run into somebody that has a deal or an idea or something that works perfectly.
Well, that sounds just great. And you were making an observation earlier about the availability of capital in the market. I'll make one little call. I gotta give a heads up here. Andy's a former. Are you a recovering banker? Would you call it, Andy? Recovering. Okay. He's a 12-step banker. So, Andy, give me what your thoughts are as the interest rates are going to go up. We all know that we've been jawboned on that at this point. How do you alter your business strategy to operate in an environment where interest rates are rising? Oh, that's a good question.
We are borrowing money as long as we can. We're getting as much now as we can, and we're locking it up for as long as we can in terms of interest rate. On the investment side, we're staying liquid because rates are going up.
That's my guy. And Andy, I know somebody that can help you get loans and somebody else that can help you deploy that capital, but we can't talk about that on the radio because that's private stuff. Now, I see all kinds of great people lining up to be on the show. So I just wanna take one more second with Andy, and I wanna ask Andy, what's the difference between being the head of a development company and being the head of a team at one of the big multi-regional, one of the super regional banks? What's the difference?
I think that development companies are all about projects. They are all about thinking in that longer term forward. I think banks tend to have a shorter timing horizon. They tend to focus more on immediate production than the developers who have to look forward 3 to 5 years.
Now, you're getting up to leave, but I'm not going to let you leave yet. I just may believe that was going to be the last question. Let's see, what else did I want to ask that was really good? Gainesville's been growing and maturing. There is now a legitimate full-time population that's involved in not only research and development, but just in general, it's a great place to live, and people move there. So there's a full life cycle opportunity there. What's the one thing that indicates to you that Gainesville's on the way? We won't say that it's arrived yet. We could say it's on the way. What is the one thing that's going on in Gainesville today? And we can't talk about Warren Henry's auto dealer, the Audi, but we all know that's the number one thing. But what's the next thing that shows you that Gainesville's getting ready to be on the map?
I would just say look at the construction cranes. If you had to pick one industry right now, Shands. Shands is amazing. They're growing and they're growing. Innovation Square is a university initiative that's starting to gain traction. I think Florida's a knowledge-based economy in general, and I think the college towns, Gainesville, Tallahassee, and other places are starting to really expand, not because of the industry around them, like the South Florida markets, but just because of the knowledge opportunities that are available there.
Andy, go out there, go do your thing. Andy's got to go out there and be the big handshake guy at the happy hour and the event for everybody. But Andy, I want to thank you so much for everything you do for the students, everything you do for the Gainesville community, everything you do for the Florida community. So get out of here and go have fun.